The National Pulse, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
Now, it is, you do know that all the advertising that's been done by the different political parties in the run-up to the elections actually paid for by the political parties, right? And I've certainly had a few, certainly here on this show on SAFM. And today I heard the IFP advert. Now, what is so interesting about the IFP advert is not just their pitch, because, I mean, everybody pitches to want your vote. I get that. But they also used the voice of a person who is completely synonymous with the IFP. Now, that's not a surprise because, you know, the ANC has often done that with former President Nelson Mandela, right? However, if the tone of the voice and the messaging coming across by, and the voice in this case was the former leader, Mangosuthu Buthelezi, comes across as if he's living because he's telling us to vote now. He's not praising the party in the general past tense. So we thought, let's try and understand this. What does this mean from a marketing point of view? Marketing and brand communications, that is. And certainly somebody who knows all about that is Tsepo Matsebo, who's the Managing Director of Reputation First. Tsepo, good chatting to you as always. You're on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Right. So did you hear the advert? What do you make of it?
I've got context about the advert. I didn't listen to it word for word, but I've got context. And the sense that I get is that it creates an impression that the person is alive and it's here and now. So the choice of words and the particular components of a clip that you select when editing to come to a final cut becomes important, because you have to give the audience an indication that this is not the person who's longer here. It's not the same as using Nelson Mandela's famous never and never and never again, which is historically recorded as a key moment in history. This is very, very different when you create an impression that somebody's alive. It may also, in a culturally sensitive environment such as South Africa, especially KwaZulu-Natal, it may, while Ushenge or Umtwana, as they used to call the former president of the IFP, while he is admired and he was admired in that region, some may find it insensitive and tone deaf that you actually play a clip of him as if he's around. By the fact that you may have gone through all the protocols to get permission from the family and from the party, one may not necessarily create misleading adverts, especially in the context of an election, because the ICASA, for example, has got specific guidelines about what broadcasters should do when they interact with political parties in terms of equitable coverage.
But you see, here's the thing. I mean, I heard it in my way driving to work, and when I first heard it, I'm telling myself this person sounds just so much like Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi. That's what I'm hearing. And then as he continues talking, it's very clear to me that it's him, right? And then what's interesting, he makes the call for us to vote for the IFP. So what's interesting compared to the examples you gave before, he comes across as if he's living, and then he's got a very clear call to action that playing an old clip of, say, Nelson Mandela cannot do, because he's telling you to vote now, okay? And it's his voice. So it's not a voiceover that says that, right? So your thoughts, I mean, clearly, what is the bottom line to this? The bottom line to this is that the IFP wants talkability and to provoke thought around their party, which they've succeeded in doing, because you and I are talking about it now.
No, absolutely. I think that's correct. But you almost also want to get talkability, get publicity, because some people say every publicity is good publicity. But in this specific context, you also want to be have some ethical considerations, in the sense that you openly state that you are quoting a person, and so that the advert is not as misleading, because one of the key issues that we are facing in this election and in this era is misinformation during election time. And this might actually easily turn around into becoming a misinformation debate, where other political parties may actually begin to speak about it negatively and address a critique around it. And that one in its own might be a political own goal.
Okay, so to borrow a very modern-day phrase, is this not just misleading, but can this constitute fake news because the person who's calling us to vote is not alive?
Yeah, I mean, it brought us seriously around misinformation and, of course, fictitious or fake news, because here you are creating an impression, even though you know what you are doing, but you are creating an impression that somebody who is not around is actually making a call. It's very different from saying, do it for Buthelezi, do it for our former leader, vote IFP for our former leader, which is far more accurate. Perhaps because you are calling on people to follow a particular narrative or a particular view of a former leader.
Accepting, you see, it's far more accurate, but what it would lack the uniqueness of an advert, isn't it?
Precisely. So here you can see that, and you see some of this in political narratives, that political parties actually make public...
All right, I'll tell you what, let's just hold it. We'll talk more after this.
You're listening to the National Pulse on SAFM.
Right, let's conclude this conversation with Tshepo Motshepa about the IFP advert that features the voice of the late Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, but in a voice in a style that he's talking to us right now. So I was saying before the break there that, I mean, they've succeeded in terms of creating a USP or novelty factor when putting out ads, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they may have succeeded in getting some attention for the short term, but the consequence might actually be very, very different. Because in communication, and so much, especially political communication, affect matter, and these are public service announcements, not necessarily traditional adverts as we know them. And so there's an expectation of the word authenticity and truth in what you advertise. And that means you cannot go out deliberately to mislead, especially in the context of an environment where people are very, very sensitive around issues of traditions and customs and things like that.
And that's...
so therefore, it might be a political own goal.
Okay. And it might be a political own goal. The key word is own goal and might. So maybe it's not going to be. We can find out. It probably will matter on the polls, isn't it? Tshepo Motshepa, Managing Director of Reputation First. Thank you for joining us here on the National Pulse.